Electric shocks had poured into my hand from her the moment our skin touched, and both of our eyes had widened. "Are you a doctor?" I asked. She shook her head. "No, I'm a PA, or physician's assistant."
"Is that okay?"
I nodded. "Yeah." Was she even old enough to be that? She looked to be 22 at most. Didn't that shit take a lot of time to get accomplished? She nodded her own head and then gestured to the bed with her hand. "Have a seat and let me see what's going on." My sister didn't bother to move at all, which was why I sat on her. "God damn it, Bennett, you fat fucker," she growled, pushing at my back with her knees to free her hand. Lennox's eyes narrowed at Peyton. "If you'd move off the bed, then he wouldn't have sat on you." Peyton narrowed her eyes at Lennox, but nonetheless moved off the bed and went to her husband. Max yanked her down onto his lap and promptly covered her mouth with his hand when she would have made a move to say something. When I moved my eyes back to the sweet thing in front of me, I was surprised to see her not studying my face but my hands. I looked down, surprised that she'd even seen them over the bloody scratches on my face.
"Your knuckles might need a little Dermabond, but other than that, they look good. Open and close your hand for me," she said, sticking her tiny hand in mine. "Good. Squeeze."
I did, unsure of if she wanted me to really squeeze or just show her that I could. I went with just showing her that I could, so I didn't crush her hands. She looked like a crier.
"Excellent. I don't see anything other than that wrong. That face of yours, though, we'll probably need a few stitches. Once the nurse gets them cleaned up, I'll come and take a look, okay?"
she asked, eyes on mine. I nodded, trying to figure out just what it was about her that was so different. So intriguing. She didn't give me long to stare, though. She left without another backwards glance, and the room stayed silent for a full minute while everyone processed what they were thinking.
"Did she look like that girl off of House to you?"
Peyton whispered to her husband.
House, the TV show.
Peyton was obsessed with that show, and the show's main actor, House. I liked it and all, but I was more into action shows, not ones that required me to actually think. When I watched TV, it was to relax, not to try to figure out who killed who or who had what.
"Sure as fuck did, uncannily," Max rumbled in his deep voice.
"What's her name again?" Peyton asked. "Olivia Wilde," Michael said, not bothering to look up from his phone.
"Why are y'all here?" I asked, turning around.
Before they could answer, an older nurse walked in, jabbering away about needing to clean me up for Knox.
Knox? That was a really weird nickname.
No matter, though. It seemed to fit her. She was short, probably about the same height as Peyton, which was not even 5 foot. It was a spunky name for a little sprite of a woman.
"All right, my boy, this'll sting a little. Try not to move, though," the nurse instructed.
Lennox.
"God damn it, that doesn't sting a little. That burns like a motherfucker,"
the big man in room 3 bellowed. I covered my mouth and tried valiantly not to laugh my ass off. I didn't accomplish it, however, if the looks I was getting from the nurses and doctors was anything to go by.
"Tsk, tsk. Making the big SWAT guy yell like that, Lennox?"
Paxton, the other PA, and my best friend chastised. I held up my hands. "I wasn't the one to hurt him."
"No, but you were the one that suggested Donna go in there.
You know how she is around big men, always treating them badly because they remind her of her ex-husband," Paxton said, raising his brow at me. I stuck my tongue out at him.
"Yeah, I guess I did do that, didn't I?"
I laughed unapologetically.
"Hey, did you hear why he's here?"
Melissa, a nurse, asked. I shook my head.
"No, why?"
Melissa was the woman that would know. She was married to a firefighter who was on the local fire department. She knew a lot of stuff that was happening before most.
"Some crazy lady tried to rob the deli. They were having their weekly SWAT meeting. Bennett, that man in there, was the one to stop her. Except she went fucking batshit the moment he caught her and tried to put her in cuffs," Melissa explained.
My brows raised. "What kind of dumbass would rob a restaurant and not look to see who was inside first?"
"A stupid one," Melissa said, gesturing 2 rooms down to a room that was being guarded by 2 uniformed police officers.
"Oh, she's here?" I whispered.